Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Madison. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is 911. This episode is brought to you by. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Call 911 to report a pending, stolen, broken in, or aggravated felony. If a crime is occurring, or you need immediate medical or police help, dial 911. A 911 emergency is when someone needs immediate assistance due to injury or imminent danger. Anytime that the 911 operator has to handle a call that is not an emergency, this can result in life-threatening delays to getting 911 assistance to the person that actually needs it, because voice calls to 911 give the 911 call center more information. You should always call 911 by voice when you are in an emergency, if at all possible. If your call does indeed connect with a local 911 operator, there is no way of sharing your location and telephone number, and you will likely have to give up your location and additional information. If you are switching your phone number over to Google Fi and need to dial 911, we might not be able to give your location to local 911 operators as long as your switch is ongoing. Calls made to 911 using Wi-Fi or data connectivity may not connect with local 911 operators, or they may connect with an emergency operations administrative office that may not be staffed during off hours, or with trained 911 operators. This would remove the ability of a 911 center to accept calls and send services for emergency situations that are occurring, so be sure that the 911 operator is telling you that you are okay to hang up before hanging up. Remember, the call taker may be able to dispatch responding officers to your location without disconnecting the call, so make sure you maintain a connection so that you can give any information or assistance needed to the 911 operator, unless instructed to do otherwise. If speaking is not safe, you may want to send text messages to 911, but do not disconnect from the dispatcher until they advise you to do so. Your call will be routed to nearest, and a trained 911 dispatcher will get on the line and determine an appropriate response level. Advanced 911 will automatically provide a dispatcher's location to a caller when available. If the call center is able to identify the emergency's location, the dispatcher attempts to route the caller to an appropriate PSAP. When you call 911, your call is routed to a 911 center, even if you hang up before anyone answers. When possible, we will try to route your 911 call to your local 911 emergency services. Some mobile phone operating systems enable users to access local emergency services by calling the country's version of 911. The ability to dial 911 is a critical component to public safety, serving as a main way the public can quickly get to emergency services. Here are some things that can help you in an emergency and help you decide whether you should call 911. Before the emergency happens, talk with a parent or other adult about when you need to call 911, state as clearly as possible the nature of your emergency, and how many people are involved. If you are in a home fire, for example, get out of your house first before calling 911. Knowledge is arguably the most important piece of information that you can give as a 911 caller, so make an effort to stay informed about the situation around you. You might have to dispatch someone to meet the 911 team on the street and direct them to an exact location. This means any cell phone calling 911 must be able to locate their numbers on a 911 service, and be located 100 yards away or closer. If 911 is dialed by commercial voiceover internet protocol services, depending on how providers deal with these calls, the call might go nowhere at all, or might be routed to a non-emergency number in the public safety answering point associated with the billing address or service of the caller. In more than 98% of locations in the US, Mexico, and Canada, calling 911 from any phone connects the caller with a 911 dispatching facility. Call the public safety answering point in the telecommunications industry, that may send emergency response personnel to the caller's location if there is an emergency. Canada has created its own national emergency call system, and has adopted one, too. Ing 911 will improve the emergency number service by creating a faster, more robust system allowing for the seamless transmission of digital information from the general public, across the 911 network, and ultimately, directly to the responder. As a result, the Department of Administration and the E911 Council are working to move Florida toward
Next Generation 911, which will enable the 911 system to receive all types of emergency communications, including voice, text, data, and multimedia. Specifically, a grant program will provide financial assistance to PSPs to assist in funding their transitions to IP-enabled 911 networks, the adoption of ING-911 services and applications, interconnections to emergency response organizations, and the training of public safety employees on 911 services. Of this amount, 95% of the 911 services are enhanced. Monthly fees to phone customers cover the costs of providing technical means for connecting callers with the 911 dispatch centers. 911 services themselves are funded separately. New federal rules, with help from service providers, mandate that 40% of calls must have location information by 2017, and 80% by 2021. If you try to text to 911, but text to 911 services are not available yet, Federal Communications Commission rules require all wireless carriers and other text messaging providers to send an automated return message advising you to contact 911 through a different means, like making a voice call or using telecom relay services. You should text 911 only in case of an emergency. Joke SMS senders may be identified and prosecuted. Accidental 911 calls do not hang up. Wait until a dispatcher answers and tell them that your call was accidental. Now hiring. Apply today. The 911 center is now hiring for the emergency communications technician trainee position.
This was 911 by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1546. My name is Madison Walker, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.